S2W48, the final notice. I found Donna Ellison in the parlor, sipping from the same hand-painted tea service I saw the last time I was here. It sent my stomach roiling and, in a matter of moments, my mouth went dry. The running had left me panting, but Donna didn't seem to notice. Something else had her attention. I followed her gaze to a television screen. It depicted cameras, set up all over the grounds. I caught sight of Ryan, still scuffling with the burly man in the garage. "I see you're back from the dead." My eyes shot towards her. She seemed so calm. As if she'd known I was coming. But there was no time to think about that. My hand slid into my pocket, gripping my phone. "You have to stop the bomb." She kept sipping her tea. I took a step towards her. "I know what you were doing down there." "Do you now?" she asked. A smirk danced on her lips. "Don't do it," I pleaded. "You could kill hundreds of people." She laughed. "People die every day, my dear. And I hate loose ends." She finally turned and looked at me. "In another life, I might have welcomed you." Her expression hardened and she stood. "But in this one, you're nothing to me. Nothing but a loose end." My eyes shifted back to the cameras. Ryan was nowhere in sight. "Looking for someone." Donna smirked and took a step towards me. "What? Are you hoping for some grand rescue? I guarantee you, miracle, that no help is coming." "It doesn't matter. I know all about what you're planning, so stop the bomb, or..."
"Or what?
You'll tell everyone what you know." She scoffed. "Go ahead. Tell them that Donna Ellison has a bomb set to go off any minute now to cover up a few of her extracurricular activities. Shout it to the world, if you'd like. It won't change a thing, because you have no power, miracle. Nothing you say or do will ever matter." The doors behind me opened and Donna smiled. "There you are. Get rid of her." I turned, expecting to find Donna's butler, Philip. Instead, Ryan stood in front of me. Blood stained his shirt and the lower part of his neck. His hand held a revolver, pointed straight at me. "Ryan." I shook my head, confused. "I'm sorry, miracle." His eyes were apologetic as he pulled the trigger.
Zinnia pulled up to the Ellison estate and headed towards the gate. She rang the bell, waiting for someone to answer, but no one did. She pressed the intercom button, then shouted into the box. "Hello? Is anybody there? Hello?" She looked around the cast iron gate, shook it, then returned to the intercom. "Someone there? Hello?" Still no reply. Zinnia stared beyond the gate towards the house behind it. She needed to find a way inside. Ryan stared at Miracle as she bled on the floor, then pulled out the two-way radio he'd taken from Greg. Static pushed through, followed by a crackling voice. "I'm ready to go, boss. Just say the word." Ryan stared at Donna Ellison, who sat sipping her tea as her daughter bled out on the floor. It was time to end this. He placed the radio on the table. "I want out," Ryan told her. "Greg was your handler." Donna shook her head. "I assume he's dead." Ryan nodded. "Yeah. Good for you. And convenient for me. Philip's on an errand. When he gets back, he'll make sure you're compensated." Ryan rankled at her callousness. "Did you hear what I said? I want out. That has nothing to do with me. This is my last job. Don't toy with me, and don't send your errand boy after me, either." Ryan looked back at Miracle. "I'm done with all of this." A voice rang through on the intercom, and both he and Donna stared at the screen. Ryan paled at the sight of Zinnia at the gate. "Hello. her voice shouted through the intercom. I'm here for Miracle. I know she's here, so come out, or I'll call the police. Donna scowled. What a nuisance. Get rid of her. Ryan swallowed a lump in his throat. I told you this was my last job. Don't be stupid. You just killed the person she's looking for. If you don't get rid of her, it's not on me. It's on you. Ryan stared at the screen. Get out of here, Zinn. Hello. Answer me. Zinnia continued to rant, switching from English to Spanish as she kicked at the gate. She finally stopped and pulled out her phone. I'm calling the police. She waved her phone around, and a cold sweat broke out on Ryan's forehead. What are you waiting for? Donna scowled with impatience. Get rid of her, now. What to do? Ryan lowered his head and let out a breath. He pressed the intercom button in the parlor and spoke into the box. I'm buzzing you in. The lock clicked on Zinnia's side, and she smirked before disappearing through the gate. Ryan left the parlor with heavy steps as he made his way to the front door.